Coming up, Lenovo's latest gaming laptop. A priest casts his blessing on two new noise-canceling headphones. And the latest smartphone from Motorola. You gotta watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com now, click the radio microphone, and enter Before You Buy. Welcome to Before You Buy. I'm Leo Laporte. No, I'm not Tom Merritt, although I am sitting in Tom's seat. This is kind of fun. He's got a nice place here. I kind of like it. We could just do TNT. I've got Tony Wang, Father Robert Ballister, and coming up, Nicole Lee with our reviews. Before You Buy is our review show where we get great stuff in-house, or maybe great stuff in-house, and we give our staff a chance to look at it and give you their review. We're going to kick things off with Tony Wang, who runs our editing department. When did you start working at Twit? 2006?
2008.
Eight? May. That late. Yeah. But you're one of like the third or fourth employee. It was
fourth.
Fourth. Because it was me, Dane, Frederick, Colleen, and you. Because Colleen brought you in.
Yeah.
So you've been here a long time.
Very long.
We adore Tony Wang. And besides your duties editing here, you also like to review stuff.
Yes.
This time you got a laptop. What is this?
This is Lenovo Y580, and they tout it as a multimedia gaming laptop.
Let's take a look at your review.
I'm Tony from Twit.tv and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing the Lenovo IdeaPad Y580. The Lenovo IdeaPad Y580 is Lenovo's latest offering for their high-performance multimedia entertainment on the go. As you can see, it's in a pretty sleek package. We're looking at 15.6-inch Full HD, 1080p HD display. And it's obviously running Windows 7 Premium Edition right now. And I'm sure it's upgradable for Windows 8 later this year. And as far as graphics goes, we have the GTX 660M. The mobile version. You can have up to 8 gigabytes of DDR3 RAM, as well as 1 terabyte of hard drive space and 64 gigabytes of SSD. And what that really reflects in the user experience is that you get really, really fast boot up speed from sleep, or even from a restart or from a cold start. And Lenovo said it's about 40% faster than their other Windows 7 laptops. And you have your usual wireless connections with your Bluetooth and your 802.11n, and there's WiMAX as well. As you can see on the side of the laptop, you have USB 2.0, 3.0, and a 6-in-1 card reader. And there's also a built-in TV tuner on this. The laptop also features a DVD reader, writer, as well as a Blu-ray disc reader, so it's really a multimedia system on the go, because you have everything you need in the home system, but it's in a portable form factor. This laptop also features a JBL Dolby surround sound system, and I was actually very, very pleasantly surprised by how well the audio quality was when I was watching movies and also listening to music. Design-wise, they went with this sleek, brushed metal front cover, as well as the keyboard cover that's also brushed aluminum. It is cool to the touch, so it does feel really nice. But I wish it's actually more sturdier than it looks. When I press on it, there is a little flex. This laptop actually ships with a 6L battery, and the battery life was phenomenal. I was able to watch almost 5 hours straight of streaming video. I had the screen display on 70% brightness, and the speaker was full volume blasting the TV show, and it was great. The NVIDIA GeForce GTX 660M is very capable and had no issues with any sort of video playback, Blu-ray or streaming or otherwise. I played a few games on Steam, and it held up really well. I've tried Orcs Must Die, Left 4 Dead 2, and StarCraft 2. I wasn't able to get my hands on the more graphic-intensive games out there, but if you're a serious gamer and you're playing those types of games, you'll most likely be on a desktop, and you would be playing at home and not on the go. Pros and cons. This laptop has all the features that you ever need on the go for any sort of multimedia experience, maybe gaming or video watching or even just doing a Skype call. You got a 720p camera and pointing at you, and battery life is very impressive for something so big, and that sort of comes with a price, obviously, because you have all these features, and the MSRP is just shy of $1,100, but I was really surprised that you can actually get this laptop now straight from Lenovo at the price of $849 right now on their website, on their web store. So that's actually a really good value for $849. Con of the laptop, obviously, because it is a 15.6-inch full HD display, and with all the multimedia features, this laptop is a beast. It is over 6 pounds. And I actually had issues fitting this in my old laptop bag because, you know, I've had 15-inch laptops, and that's the biggest that I've ever had. And this, because of the aspect ratio is 16:9, this doesn't fit in a regular 15-inch laptop bag. So you have to be careful when you're shopping for a bag for this. And you know you definitely will, because this is portable and you're going to bring it everywhere you go. So buy, try, or don't buy. This was a try at $1,100, but at $849 is definitely a buy. So if you're looking for a multimedia, gaming, video watching, movie watching, music listening system on the go with very good battery life, this is a buy. I'm Tony for Twit.tv, and this is the Lenovo IdeaPad Y580.
Wow, that is an amazing price. Now, the one you're using is okay, has equipped $1,100,
yes,
$1,099.
Yes.
But even then, that's a striking price.
Yeah, it's still
price.
Cheaper than a MacBook Pro and performs better. So.
You know, this would be great for a student. I think a lot of times when you get a laptop for a student, you want something that is not just a machine they can do homework on, but also that they can watch TV on, watch right. movies, play music, and it seems like it does.
Yes,
it does it all.
Definitely.
Let me ask you about the fans. Were they noisy when you're watching
Not
TV?
At all. I didn't notice at all. I had it on my couch next to me.
Because that's important in a
yeah.
media machine.
Yeah, very quiet.
That's nice. That's impressive. $849 is the starting price, as equipped.
Yes.
$1,100. You can get Tony's entire review on our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/twit. Thank you, Tony Wang.
Thank you.
Let's flip over to Ayaz Akhtar. He's become
no.
a priest.
No.
Father Rabbi Ballasser is the host of This Week in Enterprise Tech every Monday noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time on twit.tv. Really, really good show if you're interested in IT and business technologies. But you travel an awful lot.
I travel continuously.
Yeah. So it very important. I know, boy, the times that I've gotten on an airplane without good headphones, I kick myself because I know I'm going to be hearing the kid kicking me from the seat behind, people conversing up front. You really want to be able to, if you're going to travel a lot, quiet it down. That's why almost all the travelers I see now are wearing those Bose noise-canceling headsets.
Right, right.
But they may not be the best. You took a look at some Audio-Technica choices.
I did. I've got two. I've got the ANC9, which is over-the-ear, and then I've got these ANC23s, which are in-ear.
Let's get Robert's review.
I'm Father Robert Ballasser, the digital Jesuit, the host of Twiet, This Week in Enterprise Tech on the Twit Network. I've got a double header of noise-canceling headsets. We've got the ANC9, over-the-ear, and the ANC23 earbuds.
The ATH ANC9 QuietPoint is Audio-Technica's top-of-the-line over-the-ear active noise-canceling headphones. Weighing just 7.8 ounces, sporting a frequency response of 10 to 25,000 Hz and a price tag of about $240, the ANC9 is designed to be your one-stop shop for quality travel headphones. The ANC9 is a closed-ear design featuring both soft and durable padding, a matte-finished headband, and a pair of 40mm drivers. On the left side of the headphones, you will find the power switch, a mode select button, and the cable port. Audio-Technica includes a hard-shell carrying case that snugly fits the ANC9, while also housing a Velcro pouch that holds all the accessories you need, including a 3.5mm stereo cable, an airline adapter, a quarter-inch adapter, and a cell phone cable. The standout feature of the ANC9 is tri-level cancellation. Using the mode select button, you can choose between three different levels of noise cancellation. Mode 1 is designed to block 200Hz sounds, common on airplanes. Mode 2 cancels 300Hz office noises. And Mode 3 is a less aggressive 200Hz study mode. With the proper mode engaged, Audio-Technica claims the ANC9 can block or eliminate up to 95% of outside noise. The active noise cancellation feature can be powered for up to 25 hours by a single alkaline AAA battery. Using the cell phone cable, the ANC9 is an excellent cell phone or tablet headset. The cable integrates a microphone and a control button that can answer or end calls or control multimedia functions with a series of double or triple clicks. The ATH ANC23 QuietPoint headphones are Audio-Technica's in-ear active noise cancellers. At less than $60 a pop, the ANC23 offers a lot of bang for your buck. Using a hybrid earbud canal phone design with 13mm speakers that are channeled into replaceable silicone tips placed into your ears, the ANC23 provides plenty of noise isolation purely through their snug fit with your ear canals. The active noise cancellation is provided by a small inline box that has the power switch, a volume control, a battery compartment, and a clothes clip on the back. A single AAA battery will power the unit for up to 60 hours, but the ANC23 can work passively without power. Audio-Technica claims that the ANC23 can suppress up to 90% of ambient noise, and the 35 to 42 decibels of isolation from the ear tips, plus the active noise cancellation features, has me believing those claims.
The ANC9 has a lot going for it. The first thing has to be that this is without a doubt the most comfortable over-the-ear noise-canceling headset I've ever tried. In fact, it's even better than the Bose Quiet Comfort 15 series. It has a lot of padding, which means that you're not going to get that sore ear after listening to this or having it reduce the noise on a long plane, which is typically where you would need a noise-canceling headset. Also, they've designed it really well so that it's durable. It may not have a lot of frills. It may not be the most sleekly designed product, but the padding is in the right place. It's made of the right materials, and the construction feels sturdy enough that I know that this is going to survive my travels, and I travel a lot. The other thing is the fact that it works if there's no power. It's passive, which means even if the battery dies, you'll still be able to get minimum amount of noise reduction because it's a closed-ear system, but also you'll be able to play your music even if there's no power. However, the biggest plus for me has to be the tri-level cancellation. I mean, this addresses one of the biggest complaints I have about most noise-canceling headsets, and that is the overpressure. If you've ever tried a cheap set of noise-canceling headphones, you know what that is. It's when you have too much cancellation, and the cancellation is actually more annoying than the sound that it was trying to cancel. This solves it by giving you that three levels of cancellation, either getting rid of a low noise, a conversation, or the roar of a jet engine. You can choose what you want to cancel and what's comfortable for your ears.
Matthew, did you do that project? Hello?
This thing is about $100 less than the Bose Quiet Comfort 15 series. That means, well, for much less, I'm getting more. Now, on the con side, it has to be sound quality. It's not exactly top-notch. You lose a little bit of the low end, which surprised me because it's got relatively big drivers, and you lose some of the highs. Now, everything in the mid-range is clear, it's beautiful, it's concise, but if you listen to a lot of music that has a deep bass line or has a lot of really high highs, you will notice some degradation of music quality. As for the ANC23, well, the pros have to be first, price. $50 to $60 for something that other manufacturers would charge between $80 and $100. It's just fantastically priced. And for that price, you get some phenomenal sound. These might be some of the best-sounding earbuds I've ever tried. These are just designed really, really well, especially when you consider how much it costs. On the con side, this. The ball of cable. When you're not using them, when you have to stow them, the fact that it has this battery pack in the middle design means that you're going to have two loops of cable that you don't know what to do with. In fact, most people I know do what I did, which is they just use the clip in the back to hold the cables there. It's not the most elegant solution, and the fact that you've got this sort of rubberized silicone means that it lends itself to wrapping around the other cords in your bag. That's a definite con if you do a lot of travel and you're just pulling things out of and pushing stuff into your travel cases. Now, the big question, buy, try, or don't buy. Both the ANC9 and the ANC23 are definite buys.
Father Robert Ballister, once again, you know, I've had these, or the earlier version of these ANC9s, I think the ANC7s for a long time,
right.
And I love them, and I agree with you, they're very, very comfortable over the ear design.
Yes.
You could wear these in a long flight, no trouble. And I do like the case. I mean, that just makes it very easy to pack, all the wires, all the cables, it's all in there and it's protected, and I think that's nice. That's something Bose also does. These are, what, about $50 less than the comparable
Bose? Closer to about $120 less than a comparable
Bose. Wow, it's a big difference.
Bose,
yeah.
Right.
And they do almost as good a job.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Better noise canceling.
I find them to be more comfortable, but that's...
That's personal.
It's personal. It's about the ears.
Yeah.
And, you know, the price point makes it really compelling.
I agree.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you. Robert Ballister, this week at Enterprise Tech Noon, Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on... To it every Monday.
Every Monday.
Before we get over to our Atrix review, I want to talk a little bit about our friends at Stamps.com. Let me switch over to the handheld because I'm about to move over. Stamps.com is a great thing. This is in lieu of ever going to the post office again. You got everything you need with your computer, your printer, and this stamp scale, which they'll provide for you. It's a USB scale, plugs into your computer, and then boom. You're printing postage from your computer and your printer. You don't need any special inks. You don't need a postage meter. You just need stamps.com. If you do a lot of mailing, this makes a lot of sense, especially if you're an eBay or an Amazon seller, because stamps.com will automatically just fill out the forms for you, take the buyer's information right from the webpage. Same thing for international mailing. It makes it much, much simpler, and you never need go to the post office again. Stamps.com lets you print the postage right on the envelope or on the package, and then you... The post office brings the mail carrier comes to you and picks it up, or you can make a special call and they'll do a free pickup for you. You never go to the post office again with stamps.com. Here's our no risk trial offer. This is actually a great deal. If you visit stamps.com right now and you look on the homepage there, you'll see it offers an $80 no risk trial. We've got a better one for you. Click the try it free button. And use the offer code before you buy, all one word, right there on the front. And you see that? Turns into a $110 bonus offer. $110, including $55 free postage. The scale I talked about, you pay the postage, or rather shipping and handling for that. I think it's about $5. You get a $5 supply kit to make that up, and of course a month of stamps.com. Give it a try today. Please use our offer code, will you? Stamps.com. Click the try it free button and use the promo code before you buy. Our producer of Before You Buy, Nicole Lee, great to see you.
Hello.
Nicole, as I mentioned before and many times, longtime reviewer of cell phones over at CNET. So you've seen them all.
Yes, I have. I've seen the predecessor of the phone that we're going to talk about.
This is the Atrix. I remember when Motorola came out with this.
Yes.
It was kind of interesting. It was the first dual-core processor phone.
Yes.
Runs Android. Mm-hmm. It also had a dock that
An
you could turn into
dock.
A laptop.
Right. So that's kind of interesting because they sold it with the laptop. So it was kind of a high-end device, I would say the Atrix was. This is a decidedly less high-end device.
This is
the Atrix HD.
HD. And you know what? The screen, I think it's aptly named. The screen is gorgeous.
So that's the interesting thing. Like, you know how the iPhone has something called the Retina display?
Right.
Motorola calls this the Clear Boost display because of its... And honestly, it does look very bright. And it looks gorgeous, personally, I think. It's 4.5 inches across... And it's like 720p HD resolution. And according to Motorola, that's no Pentile. So
it's you get
very
the full
sharp,
color.
Very saturated, I feel.
Boy, is that nice.
So it's a really nice display, I think. It's like a really sharp, beautiful, colorful display.
Atrix was the fastest phone when it first came out.
Right.
It was the first dual-core phone. Is it
this
still
fast?
This
one has 1.5 gigahertz dual-core processor.
That's pretty fast.
It's still pretty fast.
LTE?
Yes, it has AT&T's LTE on it, so it's depending on where you live. But if you live in an LTE area, you get 24 megabytes per second up, down pretty easily.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is running, it looks like, ice cream sandwich.
Yes, this is ice cream sandwich. So I don't know if you like this, but it does have those virtual buttons in the bottom. Not capacitive. They're not hardware buttons. They're actually part of the software.
This is what Google's doing with its Google Experience phones. And, of course, Motorola is now a Google company. So...
Mm-hmm.
Unlike some of the other Samsung devices where you have capacitive buttons at the bottom, everything's on the screen.
Right.
There's two reasons I don't like that. One is it can move around. I guess that's why they do it.
I guess that's why they do
software.
It, yeah.
But the other is also takes up screen real estate. So even though this is a pretty high-res display, you've got the Google search bar at the top,
mm-hmm.
The buttons at the bottom, the icons. So you still only have five rows for icons on the screen.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I have to say this does come with ice cream sandwich, not jelly bean.
But I'm sure that they'll update.
But I'm sure they'll update. You know, whenever they make these phones, they have to keep them with. So it's
got
very
that classic
nice.
Motorola look.
It has that Kevlar backing that we saw in the Droid Razr.
Right. So somebody can shoot at you; it'll bounce right off.
Sure.
It's always good.
It has that sort of Droid styling, the Droid Razr styling. Anyway.
Yeah, it really does with the bump at the
with
top.
With the bump at the top
for the antenna
and the
now,
camera.
Now, what kind of camera is that?
8-megapixel camera with 720p HD. I think 720p. I could be wrong, but it's HD video recording to 8-megapixel camera. As far as my testing goes, the photo quality was a bit oversaturated, a little bit kind of. It wasn't the best quality I've seen from a phone. Anyway, it was good in bright sunlight, of course, but you know any phone can look good in bright sunlight. I think.
Right. I noticed it has two connectors at the top. It's got the standard micro USB, but what is this other connector?
That's a micro HDMI port. And that's for connecting up to your television or something like that.
Do they provide the HDMI cable that goes with it?
No.
You have to
get it yourself.
You know, a lot of phones now are combining both functions into a single micro USB. Right. You get a special connector.
This does have Wi-Fi Direct on it, so you can connect up to your television if it has that capability.
That's an Intel. Is that Intel?
It's an Intel technology, yeah.
So not all TVs.
This does not have NFC.
No tapping the tactiles.
Tactile technology on there. So it does have a very nice, you know, very decent front-facing camera on there for Skype calls and all of that. And
it's funny, we're really getting kind of a standard look and feel to all the Android competitors. This is right in there with the rest of them. How much, though?
This is $100.
So it's less expensive than a comparable Galaxy.
Yeah, right. And also, it does have Moto Blur on it, which, you know, some people don't like Moto Blur. This does have some remnants of Moto. It's not as bad as it used
to be. Has it improved?
It's not as cluttered, but it still has that feel on it. You know, it still has that sort of look and feel on it.
Not
crazy about it either.
Yeah. But you could always put another launch manager on there without rooting it. It's easy
to put
Nova or one of the other launch managers. I use a launch manager on my Galaxy.
So this is a very interesting feature on the Motorola phones in general. It's something called Smart Actions. Let me see if we can launch that right here. And so it has something called Launch Actions. Basically, there are a variety of smart actions you can do.
So you're going to add one right now.
Right. So let's say there are all these custom rules. For example, you can say like a sleep rule.
Okay.
And depending on where you are, let's say it's at 8 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. It's your sleep time. It'll automatically know when it's that time. It'll know where you are because you're at home. And then you automatically know to go into like low power mode or charging mode.
So a number of third-party programs like Locale.
Right.
A Tasker will do something similar.
It's very similar to Tasker.
Yeah.
So this is Motorola's own smart actions, their own app on it.
This really shows you, though, in some ways it capitalizes on what the differentiator between Android and iOS is.
Yes.
Android is highly configurable.
Right.
You can do all sorts of stuff. And it's programs like this that really bring that home. I'm sure that's why they build
feature.
It in.
Yeah. This is actually very needed. Because the battery is not removable.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It's only a 1700 milliamp battery.
Ooh, it's small.
So you're going to run out of battery quick and fast.
That's a big negative.
And it's not removable. So you're going to have to charge this, or you're going to have to use these smart actions, I guess, to conserve battery.
So give us the pros and cons of the Motorola Atrix HD.
Sure. Pros. The display, as I said, is beautiful. The processor is really fast and speedy, especially if you get LTE in your area. It's very fast in the internet arena as well. And the price cannot be beat. It's $100 for all of these features.
Right.
For ICS and everything. Cons. As I said, the battery is not removable. The camera quality was not the best, I thought. And, you know, the battery life is not that great. The battery life is not removable.
I think it's almost a killer that you can't replace the battery. HTC One also, you can't replace the battery. I think that is a deal breaker in my opinion. How about you? Right. Buy, try, don't buy.
I have to say, because of the price, because it's going to get lower, I feel.
Yeah.
$100 for all of these features.
It's pretty aggressive.
It's very aggressive. For such a great display, for such all of its features, I have to say it's a buy. Just because for the price.
It's a great deal.
For the price.
If you are in a budget price phone. I always wonder, though, why people spend so much time paying attention to the price of the phone when, after all, it's the $90, $70, $80, $90 a month that you're going to pay for the next 2 years. It really is the real cost of any smartphone.
Right.
There you have it. A buy from Nicole Lee for the Motorola Atrix HD. By the way, fuel band forever.
Matching
baby.
Fuel
just
band.
Got mine. Just got mine. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that sometime. You like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah, this is the Nike. This is kind of a hot new category. Started with the Fitbit and then the Up Band, which was kind of a jawbone flop. But this one seems to be everybody's wearing.
Everybody
these.
Seems to be having it. So.
I feel like I'm part of the in crowd with this. I can press the button and it tells me how much fuel I have.
Ooh,
oh, I'm not even close. Look,
that's
see,
good though.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, well, I said it for 5,000, right? So,
oh, that's why.
The green light blinking is where I'm headed. The red lights are where I am. You can also see how many steps you've taken. It's just a fancy pedometer, how many calories you've burned today.
But it does look very fancy.
It is a fancy. And believe it or not, it's also a wristwatch. You can see what time it is. What time is it?
It's 4:23.
Oh, it's time to wrap up. Thank you, Nicole Lee, producer Before You Buy, Father Robert Ballister from This Week in Enterprise Tech, and of course, Tony Wang, our chief editor here at twit.tv. Wow, this was fun. Now, I was going to review a beautiful Asus Zen book this week. The power supply that we came with it was broken. We just got the new power supply. So I wanted to give it more than 3 hours.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
Next week, I will have that Asus Zen book. I'll tell you, it's their Ultrabook, and I'm pretty impressed just looking at it. We'll see how it operates. I'll put Windows 8 on it. We'll give it a real test. Thanks for being here. Remember, you can watch all of the reviews in full-length versions. There's extras if you go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/twit. You can email us, byb@twit.tv. Let us know if there's something you'd like us to review. Please, no more orbit wheel skates. I'm not getting on those ever again. thank you, Nicole. We'll do this show pretty much every, depending, you know, on traffic, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Poor Nicole was stuck in traffic for a long time coming up here. 6 p.m. Eastern time, 2200 UTC on twit.tv. But you don't have to watch live because we've got on-demand versions, both audio and video, available after the fact on our website, twit.tv/BYB, or everywhere podcasts are offered for download. Thanks for being here. Remember, you gotta watch before you buy. See you next time.